All right, it is our final show ending this 37-year run of the network show, the outdoor show. I started radio actually about 40 years ago and did a lot of writing for magazine, newspaper, TV on several stations. Started off at WGNO, and hopefully I'll hear from the guy that got me started in that. But right now I want to go to Captain Ahab, a guy that we did the Thursday Fish and Game Reports, and I became a good friend of mine, and he's kind of like the Prince of Delacro down there, Captain Ahab. Ron, how you doing this morning?
Brother, I am doing good, and I know tomorrow you're going to be doing better than you are today.
You sound awful good, man. You sound like you got younger since the last time I talked to you.
Well, that's what you get when you marry a younger woman.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I got one of those around, too, so maybe it'll rub off, you know? A good deal. Are you still in business?
Well, I told my wife last year that I was thinking about retiring, and she said, "How does a man retire from fishing?" Most guys retire and go fishing. I said, "Well, I can still go fishing. I just won't have the stress."
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I'm going to be doing a lot of the same thing, but I'm not going to be getting paid for it, you know, and most people pay to do it. So I'm going to be joining those ranks, I guess.
Well, let me tell you, that's a shocker. I can tell you now because I've been retired almost a year now, and I just met with my tax lady yesterday, and I said, "Well, I got expenses, but I don't have income."
Yeah, well, that can be a good thing as far as paying less taxes. Well, Ahab, you know, I got a lot of memories of you and I doing some great fishing trips, man, catching some of them big reds in the marsh and hammering the speckin' trout down there in Delacro. We put together some really good trips, and unfortunately, the fishing is just not what it used to be, but, I mean, still, it's the experience, the fun of going, and maybe we won't catch as much and fill the ice chest up, but it's still a lot of fun.
Well, I still want you to come get on my boat. I sold my big boat to Captain Don Maley over at Hopedale. He's an old friend of mine and breaking into the business. And I wasn't going to get another boat. I said, "Well, you know, that's it for me. I'll get some of these young guys to take me." And then I realized then I have to rely on them asking. So I jumped out, bought me a little 22-foot Blazer Bay. So I've got us a boat. But whenever you get settled in and get in a routine, give me a call, and we will go wet a hook.
Let's do it, Captain Mayhap. Great talking to you, and thanks so much. And you might be another consultant for retirement. I'll have to check in with you from time to time.
I wish you well, and I hope your retirement is longer than your work life.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Ahab. Appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Take care.
There he goes, the man they called, and we called Captain Ahab, Ron Broadus. All right, now, here's a guy that you heard me say, Don the Outdoors Guy. That's my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. There's a story on how I got that name, and I'm going to bring in the guy that helped me get that. His name is Uncle Larry. Hey, Larry, how you doing this morning?
I don't know, Don. I learned what mixed emotions means this morning because I'm sad that this is your last show, but I'm so happy you're going to get to retire.
Well, Larry, you gave me the name, the Outdoors Guy. Tell people how that happened.
Well, I was in a control room watching a board while an actual board man went in the kitchen to warm up his breakfast. When he comes back, he's chanting, "Don DeBute, Don DeBute." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy is coming on." I said, "Man, who knows more about outdoors than me?" He said, "Shut up and listen." And I did. And I started listening regular after that. Then I became a loyal listener. Then I had an opportunity to meet you. That's back when you writing letters back then. You used to call that snail mail, if I recall correctly. And I said, "I'm going to meet you when you do that remote broadcast from Bobby Lynn's." And my fishing buddy, Steve LeBlanc from Port Vincent, he's going fishing with me in Grand Isle, and he called me, said, "I overslept." I said, "Oh, man, of all days." So it was late, the show was over, but when we got to Bobby Lynn's, he was still there, and I got to meet you for the first time.
Yep, and we had a lot of fun down at your little camp there in Grand Isle, going out and catching them big bull reds and doing the fishing rodeos, and then you got to be a famous chef. You know, you're doing great with the Uncle Larry's products, and I know Bayou Wild TV is looking forward to you stepping up and doing some of your sharing some of your recipes on TV for the viewers.
Looking forward to that, Don. But before you close out with me, I do have a little couple lyrics I wrote for you for your last day. And if you let me, I'll sing that to you.
I can't wait. Do it, Larry.
I can't remember if I cried when I heard the outdoors guy retired. Something touched me deep inside the day Don said goodbye. So bye-bye, all you fishing guys. Your weekly reports are going by the wayside. You need to find a new outdoors guy, but Don will be hard to replace. That's it.
I love it. I don't think it'll make the top 10 nationwide, but it's great. And thanks for putting the effort in and doing that. It said a lot, and I'm glad that first line said retired instead of died, like the music.
No. Well, Don, I love you, man, and look, have a great retirement.
Well, I'm going to come over there and see you, and we'll do some cooking together, my friend.
Let's do it. All right, Don.
There he goes, Uncle Larry Roussel. Try his products, Uncle Larry's Food and Spices. He's got the stew and the few and the gumbo, and boy, what a great character he is. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to take some more of your calls and reminisce over the last 37 years. This is the final show for The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.